Yontif returns to the podcast, and we discuss Karen Huger's DUI arrest that initially was thought to be a car crash. Now it's a confirmed DUI arrest. Is this going to hurt her chances of coming back to RHOP? In fact, we actually think it will help it. Get ready for RHOP to return, and Giselle helps Karen Huger get her life back together. Could it be? Could it be? We'll discuss that. Christine Quinn from Selling Sunsets. Husband is arrested twice for a domestic violence incident. One for throwing a bottle at her, missing, hitting their child who had to be transported via ambulance. And then for violating the, you know, separation order. He comes back to their property, is arrested again. Christine Quinn is reportedly getting ready to file for divorce, but they have not spoken publicly. Neither Christine or her husband, David, and I get into all that. And of course, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Cameras back up. Anne Marie not coming back, even though I was rooting for our girl. She's not coming back. So we speculate as to why that might have been. Here's David. David Yontif, we have breaking news left and right here. Today.
Last week, I heard something happen that you want to talk about.
Oh my God. We've had breaking news over the
breaking news from a week ago, but tell us what it is because we haven't talked about it yet.
Well, Karen Huger involved in a serious car crash in Montgomery County.
She okay?
She's okay, yeah. But apparently the car was basically totaled. I'm sorry, the Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset drama with her husband. Actually, you know what? He's not as hideous as I first thought.
But he wasn't hideous on the show.
Really? Okay, because
Great shakes, but he wasn't so bad for all the money he has. Yeah, that's not bad.
That's actually a nice photo of him. Did you see, though, the pictures of him being arrested for this domestic violence incident? He's hideous, darling.
Last week, he got arrested. Apparently, he threw a bottle with glass at Miss Quinn, and it hit the baby, and then someone said the baby was fine. Another person said the baby was rushed to the hospital. This is, we got to investigate this one a little more.
Look at this. I'm sorry. I don't care if you have $1 billion. Are you waking up to that? You're telling me you're sucking that off? I guess.
Look,
for that
Christine.
Money. I mean, are you seeing this? Like how he was arrested? No.
Honey, her fashion budget is like she just kills it. Christine Quinn, I don't think misses being on the Netflix show. She is just at every front row.
He didn't know he was getting arrested. He couldn't have gotten a pair of pants on.
Honey, I think when they come to arrest you, I mean, the one time I was arrested, nobody told me that the police were coming to the door.
What were you?
You know what I mean?
You dropped.
Honey, everyone's been arrested. Come on. I mean, I'm a free woman, aren't I? Look, you always get arrested for something. No one took me away. They just said, do you want to come with us? I didn't realize you didn't have to open the door and say no. So then I called the lawyer, and the lawyer was like, you're like there, like you're in the police and you're with your
Miss
phone.
Yontif, back up.
He's like, well, are you arrested or are you not? I'm like, I don't know. They knocked on my door and I said, sure, I'll go wherever you want to go. You know, that's all.
Miss Yontif, back up.
First darling, of all, we have actual gossip to get into other than Miss Yontif.
You cannot tell us about the time that you were arrested and the police showed up and not tell us what it was for. What were you arrested for? Were you arrested for domestic violence?
No, you know, I don't come after me because I'll come after you. And it's not even like I threaten things. And if you come after me, I'm going to come after you. And some people don't like that. They say it's harassment or whatever. Well, don't come after me because I'll make your life fucking miserable. Okay. That's all.
Oh, mind I should you, know this. You're kind of in that mob world. Okay. I got it.
During the jail thing.
All right.
But then listen, I have the phone and I'm just like, the lawyer's like, I don't understand. Like you're in a room by yourself. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, the door's not open. I can't just go have a martini. I'm here. He's like, but you're with your phone? Like you're just sitting there calling me, chatting away. He's like, I don't think it's that serious, but you know, we do have a legal issue here, Miss Yontif. And when you are let go from this police establishment, why don't you come and find me? So then I went to the lawyer. So it all went away.
My God, I didn't realize you could also audition for Mob Wives. I didn't know you.
I mean, listen, sometimes, at the end of the day, it was just a nuisance that I had to spend $1 to make go away. You know what I mean?
Well, really? Sweetie, I mean, someone must have thought they were in danger. I don't think I can just call up and say, could you arrest Miss Yontif today for,
well,
I think things must have gotten needed. Have,
listen, honey, the bottom line is, before we move on, I've said it before. People think I just say things. People think I make things up. Just don't fuck with me, okay? Please. Just please don't go there, everybody. And everyone
this
will be
fine. We will move on
because
we have a lot of housewives. But this is
it's very interesting
very
in this quiz.
No, it is. Look, the amount of people in domestic situations, I don't believe that they are well. I feel like drugs or alcohol have to, I mean, people hit each other sober all the time. But this is very sad. And to me, I'm a mom. You guys know I really want to be a mom again. But when you get your babies involved, they know even at a young age of 2 and 3. I mean, they know what's happening in the house. They feel it. They sense it. And for them to get to a point where he threw a bottle that then injured their child that had to be transported by ambulance and he's arrested, you're not in a good place. You are not in a good place. And my guess is that's not the first time that it escalated to that point. So this is terrible.
It's not good. I mean, Christine is just fucking epic. She's epic. I think she's one of the best reality stars ever. And she is gorgeous. So I understand your point about him, you know, her being with someone less favorably attractive. And it is horrible. And I hope that it all, I hope it all goes okay, you know? I do.
I'm with a bald man, so what do I know? But I don't know, when he was arrested. And I guess when you're arrested and you're in your bathrobe and you don't have your contacts in, it's a whole different thing. But I'm sorry, pass. Like, that's okay. So I have a black Amex.
Again, for anyone being arrested, I don't think they always give you a heads up. We're coming.
I love men so much, but I think over the past couple of days I've been men are my weakness usually. But yeah. I've been so grossed out by men. Now I know why Kyle's a lesbian. I mean, I've been watching that documentary Quiet on Set. I mean, the men are so gross in that. I mean, Dan Schneider. Oh!
Dan Schneider. Now, went after Drake Bell. Did he go after girls too?
Has never been accused of sexual misconduct. He's been accused of bullying in the workplace, being highly inappropriate, and basically, over the years, everybody on the documentary said that this Dan Schneider did these skits with these underage kids that pushed the line, basically with all these cum shots. Like, they were always getting quote-unquote slimed, but, like, the girls were getting these, like, Jamie Lynn Spears. Like, they always, like, had, like, a cum shot to the face. And Dan, they would all, behind the scenes, the whole crew that was over the age of 18 would be laughing hysterically. And if you didn't laugh,
I remember the Nickelodeon slime. I mean,
but he is.
I never thought that was a cum shot. It's just slime to the face. That was supposed to be a cum shot.
Then there's a scene, Ariana Grande, where she's drinking a bottle of water upside down in a tank top and the water spilling all over her chest. Now, look, I think in the context of the entire show episode, I don't think you think these things are inappropriate. But then when people talk about Dan Schneider being a weird ass on the set, being difficult to work with, retaliating against employees that didn't, you know, go along with his antics, including one female writer, he wanted her to pitch a skit to him while being bent over a table and pretending she was being sodomized. Like, I mean, he's such
a little inappropriate for the workplace.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney Podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co.
You know,
and people actually, on our podcast, people actually commend us for not talking about people's appearances. They like that. So I don't want to go there. But recently, yeah, I've seen so many hideous men. And I think to myself, Dan Snyder is a hog. And I'm sorry. I could never. And everybody, you know, at the time, 20 years ago, he's a genius. He's a genius. It just, I don't know. I guess I worked in radio with men that looked a lot like Dan. And they were so gross. And they would never get any normal woman in the real world, except for they carved out their niche of power. And they're just slovenly and disgusting with teeny, teeny, teeny peckers. And they somehow succeed. And Dan Snyder is so nasty. And these poor girls, everybody would have to pretend that they loved him and he was a genius. And he was a huge hog. Ugh, I'm sorry. And now I will not talk about his appearance. I'll move on.
I wish you the best of luck in tracking down Kyle and pursuing your newfound love of the ladies, thanks to Dan Snyder. So I support your decision. Thank you everyone listening to the podcast. According to Sarah, you like that we don't judge looks. I really don't. I mean, it's an object, you know. I mean, I've said before, I discriminate, you know, when I want to stick my tongue down someone's mouth, I discriminate based on looks and body, but as human beings, I don't. Where do you want to start? You know what I find very interesting where do you want to start? I mean, do you want to start with NeNe and Portia, believe it or not.
Oh, you read my mind. I was going to say to you, NeNe leaks, victim or victorious, okay?
Did you read the text messages?
I did.
Apparently.
What do you make of this?
Well, you know, she's got a job. So first of all, you know, good. That's good. I don't think NeNe will ever be back on Bravo. I don't think NeNe will ever be back on NBC. But she just hosted the Bad Girls Club reunion a few weeks ago. Now she's on the Upshaws. Kim Fields, Atlanta. We're tying it in. So look at Miss Kim Fields coming back. It's a job. NeNe's professional. She shows up. She's going to do a scene with Portia. It's a job. It's a check for all of them. I've said before, I could film a scene with anybody as long as the check clears. I don't care. It is work. When it's not work, it is separate. I truly don't intersect work. I have no feelings. So NeNe shows up. She's in hair and makeup. She's doing the job. And the next thing you know, Cautious is not coming to the job. Miss Williams does not want to film the scene with her. They replace her, I believe, with Miss Bailey, NeNe said, Cynthia Bailey. And NeNe now goes to her Instagram and does this video where she seems truly heartbroken and upset. And tell us about these text messages, because now we're releasing text messages between her and Portia, where it turns out, you know, Portia feels that she wasn't there to support her during the divorce. Talk to us, Sam.
Well, NeNe, it looks like, reaches out first and says, I am shocked that you did not want to work with me on the Netflix set. I thought we were cool. I fought for you on RHOA during one of your first divorces to stay on the show, especially as a single mother. I went to bat for you. And here you – why would you not show up for me and be professional? And that's when she wrote back and she said – you know, it's a lot deeper than you're making it out to be. Sounds like Simon Portia's soon-to-be ex-husband and Nene's on-again, off-again current boyfriend have a relationship, and that Portia feels as though Nene and her man took Simon's side, and that Nene did not reach out to Portia when the news broke of their divorce. And Nene says, I was trying to give you space. I didn't want you. And Candy, our girl Candy Burris, has said this too.
Miss Burris, yes.
I didn't reach out to Portia because even though I'm not a part of the show, I didn't want her to feel like I was pumping her for information. And Miss Leakes used kind of a similar situation or scenario comparison. And Portia was not happy with that response and says it goes a lot deeper than that. So, and
could Portia, it go a lot deeper that Portia is getting divorced from the cash cow? And Portia has a new cash cow, and it's called Daddy C, Daddy Cone. And by the way, Andy is not affected by this at all. Nobody has spoken to Andy behind the scenes at Watch What Happens and says, keep your dick in your pants, because, you know, Brandy is claiming this. McSweeney is claiming coke. Keep your dick in your pants. Andy seems to be just as wild as ever, because when Lucas Gage was just on, he said, you know, you're gonna have a total like hard on for this movie that's coming out with Jake Gyllenhaal, and Andy's like, yeah, I'm gonna be bricking, man, I'm gonna be bricking the whole time, it's like porn. Or Lucas said that, but they're not cutting back. Could it be that Porsche's is what's really happening is Bravo, and Porsche's is saying, I got my $1 million check back and I don't need Simon, and I don't want to be seen next to the devil Nene, because Nene is persona non grata behind the gates of Bravo. And me, Portia, wants to keep my $1 million because the RHOA is in the fucking toilet and I'm finally allowed back in. I mean, is that possible? I'm actually asking.
No,
everybody.
I think that I actually feel like that is actually 100% accurate, that she wants to distance herself. That's the first thing I thought of when she refused to shoot with Nene, is she has cut all ties and she doesn't want Daddy Cohen to think for one second, because it's great to see Nene working again. You and I talked in depth about how much we love Miss Leakes, and she should call us and take, you know, our upcoming podcast course and consulting options, because she should be distributing her own show at a very low cost, and she would be number one on the charts, because unfortunately Wendy Williams is never coming back. So, but Miss Leakes was so lost in that sad interview with Bethany. So it's good to see Nene working. I like this little tidbit of drama, but I agree with you 100%. I think it's like, oh, nope, I just signed a new deal. And I think that RHOA is going to be leaning very hard on Portia Williams to bring it, because they're in trouble in that franchise. I mean, they've even gotten rid of our girl Marlo Hampton, who was on for many years, and Marlo fought so hard to get that peach. So there's a lot riding on Portia. And I think Portia, this gig for several thousand dollars, whatever it was, ain't not worth the opportunity she's going to have with Bravo.
I agree. You know, I do agree. And I do think the RHOA is in trouble. Anyone that doesn't think so, I don't know what state of denial you're in. It's 2024. We are in a new year, guys. You got to get with it. Portia and Kenya leading the series. I have some hope, but, you know, I'm not overly optimistic, but I've got some hope. So I agree. So good for you, Nene. Portia, just be honest next time. And that is that. What do you think of, do you think that, you know, I have this new theory about Beverly Hills. Could it be possible that Kathy, and I don't think it's because of the reunion, but I like how Kathy said, I was coming for her, Sutton. She faked it. You know, look, it's kind of like, you know, you can tear down your family, but people from the outside can't. And the minute the people from the outside can tear down your family, you are going to defend your family like a mama bear, even though you got to just fought with your family. What if Kathy comes back? And what if, and then we'll talk about all these rumors that are circulating, that they're circling around Rinna. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. But what about if Kathy comes back And instead of the Kathy tear down, we've never seen. We saw Kim and Kyle at odds for a lot of the show. We saw Kathy and Kyle at odds for a lot of the show. What if Kathy comes back and she's united with Kyle? And it's here she is. And nothing is resolved between Kyle and Dorit. And nothing is really resolved currently between Kyle and Sutton, even though they had a lunch. And Kathy is here to put Miss Sutton in her place. No one can work, step up to Sutton with her $300,000 a month, but Kathy can. And Kathy will have her sisters back because that Sutton said, you have two sisters you already lost. And that's what Kathy was coming after Sutton for. You don't put Kathy's name in your mouth, Sutton.
Oh,
Now, I like Sutton. Now, I like
I do
Sutton.
too.
I like everybody. I'm just saying, I don't know what these producers are planning, but couldn't that be something they should be planning, that Kathy returns and she is Kyle and Kathy together? There's no family drama. I've already seen the family drama with her and Mauricio. She's got a lot to say to that, Mauricio. We have a rat in the corner scurrying, and her name is Tamara. And now we've got some woman over here that has a lot to say, and her name is Mauricio. So what about if Kathy, what do you think of that? Kathy comes back and helps Kyle put something in her place. And you know what? It saves your job, Dorito. It saves your job because she ain't so happy with you either these days.
I think, yeah,
What do you
I
think?
think you nailed it. I think you nailed it.
Are you just saying that? You don't have to agree with me.
No, I actually agree with you on
You
both of
like
the.
that
No,
plan.
I think Kathy is back. Rinna is not. Now, you might have inside scoop. I don't. I do not think Rinna is coming back anytime. I don't
I
think
don't think
she's,
so.
because we're getting ready to pick cameras back up here in April, and I think it's too
Too
soon.
soon.
I don't think the ratings were good enough. They were still pretty strong. We don't need Rinna. You know what I mean? We don't need
She's
Rinna.
not coming back. She's not coming back, everyone. And by the way, there's nobody from the past we're circling. Okay. Denise came back at epic scene, upside
Epic.
down jacket. She goes on Watch What Happens in upside down jacket. It doesn't matter. Denise is not coming back. I love Donna Tachi, Grammer Meyer. Love her, but she's not coming back. We're done with these past people. You know, maybe we'll sprinkle in a Kim. If we have Kathy there, we might sprinkle in Kim because everyone wants the show with the three sisters. So we might have Kim appear on too, but I don't think we're going to see Donna Tachi. I don't think we're going to see Richard's Denise. I don't think we're going to see anyone from the past. It's We're not going there. And maybe Anne Marie will lose her job. We'll swap out Anne Marie for, excuse me, Anna Marie for Kathy. I still think everyone might come back, though. I do. And I think we might just add Kathy. I don't know. And then
I
that's it.
think
Then that's it.
Kathy
Then
was at
that's
that
it.
reunion for a reason. And I think we've realized with Paris in Love season two, Kathy loves to be on television. You would think with
Yeah.
all the money, you know, all the money and everything, but Kathy loves the limelight, loves it. So I think Kathy is back, maybe as a friend.
Who? Me? Love. That is the most absurd thing. I can't have someone banned from Beverly Hills. Meanwhile, she knows damn well she could have everyone on the damn street banned from Beverly Hills if she wanted.
I don't care. Kathy can do what she wants. I love my Kathy. So anyhow, I think Erica Jane is back. I think Sutton is back. I does Anne Marie come back? Not
Don't
sure.
play coy. Don't play coy. I don't know. I could see it both ways, girl.
I liked Anne Marie. I actually thought Anne Marie seemed very smart. I think seems very smart. Loves it. I love that she has a medical degree. I hope they give Anne Marie one more season because I believe Anne Marie's storylines were overshadowed by Marcellus and the alleged sexual assault allegations from his college days. I think that we probably got a lot edited out with him.
And she
So,
did the job. She wasn't afraid. I think she,
yeah, that was
I
good.
kind of feel justice for her too.
I like it. All right, lover or hater, Miss Yontif will be back tomorrow. Or as some of the fans that don't love us call us, Oscar and Elmo. So Oscar and I'm Elmo. We'll be back tomorrow with more hot commentary on the latest in the Bravo world. And until then, forever grateful for so many of you who listen to the podcast. And if you want to keep the convo going, follow my TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show or hop on the reddit.com/r/the Sarah Fraser Show. Bye, everybody.